Okay, let's start again from Pechasson Bay's the second to last line. Right, so we were talking about this predicament over here. You have five carbon Pesachs. All five were skinned, and you have the five hides there, and one of them was found to be a Balmum. So now, you don't know which one. Four of them are kosher, and one is Pasul, and you don't know which one. So we said that even the Pasul one can't bring a Pesach Sheni, because we don't know which one's Pasul. So the Gemara asked, let them all bring one carbon Pesach. On that we said it can't be, because then the four that are not Chayiv, for all intents and purposes, their meaning is nothing, because they're not Mechuyiv in a Pesach Sheni, and therefore it's going to come out that the Pesach is Nechol Shaleh B'Mnuyev. So on that, the Gemara asks further, Hai Mai, Nesi Kochaminau Pischoi, let each one bring a carbon Pesach, a Pesach Sheni, V'Nisni, and make it Tnai, V'Nema, and say, Ididi, Balmum, if mine is the Balmum, Haidai Siyash and Nehavi Pesach, then what I'm bringing right now should be a Karm Pesach. Vididi Tam, Elamai, mine is a Tam, so Haidai Si Hashta Nehavi Shlomim, so the one that I'm bringing now shouldn't be a Karm Pesach, rather it should be a Shlom. So make it Tanai that if I need a Karm Pesach, it's a Pesach. If I don't need a Karm Pesach, it should be a Shlom. So on that, the Gemara answered, Lo Yasher, it's not possible to do that. Mishum Di Ikot Chaza Veshaik, because from a shlomim you have the chaz of the breast and the shaykh and the thigh that the kayanamu that has to go to the kayanam. The kayanamu do achli lay, and the kayan is not part of the group. So if the kayan is not part of the group, and on the tzad that it's a karm pesach, he can't eat it because it's shalom nuyev. Elamai, you give it to one of the regular people of the group, he can't eat it because on the tzad it's a shlomim, it has to go to the kayan. So that's why we're stuck. That's why you can't bring a karm pesach with a tanai. That if I don't need a Karban Pesach, it should work as a Karban Shlomim. That's where we left off. So on that, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, V'nisni, V'nesi, Kolchad V'chad Kayim Badei, why doesn't everybody in their group be Mimana a Kayin? And this way, a Kayin will be part of the group, so he can Mimana Shachit, the Chaz of the Sheik. If it's a Karban Pesach, he could eat it because he's part of the group. If it's not a Karban Pesach, he could eat it because he's a Kayin, and the Chaz of the Sheik goes to the Kayin. So the Gemara answers, which type of kain do you want to bring? Ida v'pesach, if this kain was somebody who already was yaitz pesach rishon, dilma hai pesachu, so then there's a tzad that this is a carbon pesach, v'nimtza pesach nechol shalom niyav. Again, he can't be part of the group if he was already yaitzay, so for all intents and purposes, his minu is not a minu, and if he's going to eat the carbon pesach, it comes out that he is eating shalom niyav. V'idah lo yavu pesach, and elam, are you going to say that this kain? You'll find a kain who wasn't yotzei pesach rishon. He was derech rechayk. He was too far away, or he was tamei, and therefore he needs a pesach sheni, and he could be nismana on a pesach sheni. So then he has a problem because dilma shlomimu. Because maybe this is one of the groups that was already yotzei pesach rishon, and if that's the case, this carbon now is only a shlomim lo yavu pesach, and then it comes out that this kain doesn't have a carbon pesach because pesach rishon he didn't bring, pesach sheni he's not bringing either because. Klapish my gaya, this carbon is not a pesach, it's a shlomim. Right, the Gemara, the nasi kol chamisha char kain, deloy ava pesach. So let's, instead of finding five different kehanim who didn't bring the carbon pesach, and each one should join one of the five groups, because then, like we said before, four of the five are going to end up not being yaitze carbon pesach. So find one kain. And let him join all five groups. And let him be nismana on all five groups. So then he has no problem. The four that are shlomim, he could take that meat because he's a kayin. The fifth one, which is a karm pesach, since he wasn't yet a karm pesach, he could be part of that group. So then he could eat from that one as well. And he knows for sure. He's going to be yaitz because we know for sure one of the five is a karm pesach, and therefore whichever one is a karm pesach, he was yaitz his chiv of karm pesach.
Do you have to know on the specific carbon that this is a karm pesach?
No, as long as he eats from all five and he knows that one of the five was a karm pesach, so then he knows he was yaitz.
Okay.
So, So the manashach ika chad deloyav pesach. One of the five groups didn't bring, wasn't yaitzah korban pesach. Kanafki bay, and then he'll be yaitzah with that one. Ella says the Gemara, the reason why you can't do it is mishum to come in my bachila shlamim. You can't, for a whole different reason, you can't take an animal and make a tenai on the animal that if it needs to be a korban pesach, it should be a korban pesach, and if not, it should be a shlamim. Because if that's the case, you're limiting the time that you could eat the korban. The ilu pesach liyam v'layla, because a pesach could only be in for a day and a night, meaning it can only be in on the 14th. Can't, not that you could eat it then, but it's the zman of achila. And that night, the night of the 15th, by the time in the morning, it's going to be nicer. V'ilu shlamim, whereas a korban shlamim, the shnei yom v'laylecha is supposed to be in for 2 days and a night. So now we know this concept. You're not supposed to limit the time that you're eating, that you have to eat a korban, because then you're going to make more nicer than should have otherwise had. So the reason why you can't bring it with a tenai that if you don't eat a korban pesach, it should be a korban shlamim, is because you would not be allowed to bring a korban shlamim in such a circumstance that you're going to be mimayit as man of achila, that instead of eating it for 2 days and a night, you're only eating it for a day and a night. Frank the Gemara of the Nesi Moisar Pesach. So if that's the case, if the only problem is because you're being mimayit as man achila of the shlamim, so then I have a type of shlamim that you're not being mimayit as man achila. We know that halacha is if there's a Moisar Pesach, if someone was mafresh a Karim Pesach and he didn't end up bringing it, or if he was mafresh money for a Karim Pesach and there was extra money, so that money is, it becomes shlamim, which is the a shlamim of Meisar Pesach, the leftover Pesach, which automatically converts into a shlamim. However, that shlamim, the Gemara says later on, since it came initially from a Pesach, this manachila is only a yom v'layla, is only a day and a night, and not 2 days and a night. So if you take that type of shlamim and you bring it with a tnai, so if I need it for Karban Pesach, it should be a Karban Pesach, and if not, it's the shlamim of Meisar Pesach, so then mimanashach, it's going to be eaten until tomorrow morning, and therefore you're not being mimayit as manachila. So v'nesi Meisar Pesach v'neima, and make this tonight that iti diba amum, if our groups was the Balmum, Haidaisi, so this carbon that we're bringing right now, Haidaisi Ashkenazi Pesach, Ididitamu, but if our initial one that we brought by Pesach Rishon was a Tam, was complete, it wasn't a Balmum, so we were ready Yaitse our carbon Pesach, Nevi Haidaisi Hashto, so then the carbon that's coming now should be a Shlom, the Moisa Pesach shouldn't be a regular Shlom, but rather the Shlom of Moisa Pesach, which is also Nechal Lo Yem V'Laidu. And for the Gemara, V'chim Afishin Tchilah Moisreis. Meiser Pesach is only when you have leftover, it becomes Meiser. But you can't be mafresh l'chatchila a carbon to be Meiser a Pesach. So over here, you're being mafresh a carbon al tonight, and if I need a Pesach, it should be a carbon Pesach. And if not, it should become a Meiser a Pesach. You can't l'chatchila go and make a Meiser a Pesach. If it ended up being leftover, so then it becomes a Meiser a Pesach. You can't be mafresh a carbon l'chatchila to be Meiseris. Right, the Gemara, v'nitrichu v'nesim Moisar Pesach. Okay, so you don't be mafresh an animal or money l'chatchila l'shem Moisar Pesach. Go and find someone who had leftover animal or leftover money from Pesach Rishon, and then it already is a Moisar Pesach, and then you can make this tonight. So says the Gemara, you're right. That's not the issue. Ella, rather, what you know what the issue is? The reason why you can't do it? Bishum smicha. Because you have a problem with the smicha. The ilu pesach le bar smicha, because the carbon pesach doesn't require smicha. The ilu meiser, and if it's a meiser pesach which comes into a shlamim, so now it has all the regular dinim of shlamim. So one of the dinim is bar smicha. It requires smicha. So now you have a problem. If you're not going to do smicha, so then if it's a shlamim, it's supposed to have smicha. Elamai, you're going to do smicha. So then if it's a carbon pesach and it's not supposed to have smicha, then you're leaning on kachim, you're doing avoid the bekachim beiser. Because you had no right to do the smicha over there because it's not mechayven smicha. So that's why you can't do this tonight. That works by karbon. It's avoid the bekachim because you're supporting yourself, you're leaning on the animal. So hatenach karbon anashim. That's good if the karbon pesach belonged to men. Because men, when they bring a shlamim or a moisar pesach, which is a shlamim, are required to do smicha. Karbon nashim ayikalamim. What happens if the karbon only belongs to nashim? Because nashim anyway never do smicha, no matter what the karbon is. they're excluded from smicha. So if that's the case, they could make a tnai and say that if we need a korban pesach, it should be a korban pesach, and if we need a shlamim, it should be a shlamim. So korban nashim ma'ika le'meimar ela mishum matonis. The problem is the zrika. The ilu pesach matona achas, because the pesach requires only one zrika on the mizbeach. Vilu shlamim shtayim shein arba, whereas a shlamim requires shtayim shein arba, the two diagonal corners from each other, so it hits all four walls. Says the Gemara, so who cares? My nafkamina. Vatnan, the Mishnah Zvachim says, kalani tanim al mizbeach achitzin shein nasnan v'matona achas kiper. All the karbonis that are brought on the mizbeach achitzin, even the ones that are mechuyev more than one zrika, like shtayim shein arba, or even a chatos that requires all four corners, nonetheless, if you bid the evid, only did one zrika, one matana, nonetheless, the carbon is kosher. So over here, just do one, and memanashach, if it's a pesach, you're yaitze, because that's what you're supposed to do, and even if it's a shlamim, bid the evid, you'll be yaitze. Elam Yishum, the ilu pesach b'shvicha v'ilu shlamim b'zrika. Teretz is, even the one zrika that you're going to do by a karban pesach is different in nature than the one zrika that you do by a shlamim. Because a shlamim is like the zrika of most karbanos, that it has to be done b'zrika in a throwing thing. You stand far away from the mizbeach and you throw from the cup to the mizbeach. Masha'enke in the karban pesach, it's a machlokes later on, but we'll say that this Mishnah holds, this Baisa holds like the Shita, that a Karban Pesach is done b'shvicha, which means you take the cup, put it right next to the wall of the Mizbeach, and you pour it gently onto the wall of the Mizbeach, as opposed to throwing it onto the wall. So since it's a different type of Zrika, you can't make bring a behemoth and make a Tanai. Maybe it's a Pesach, maybe it's a Shlomim, because if that's the case, you're not going to know how to do a Zrika. Are you supposed to do a B'Zrika, or are you supposed to do a B'Shvicha? Fact, Gemara still my nafkamina. Hatanya kalani tanim bezrika shenasim shvicha yatsa mimanoshach. Even if it's a carbon shlamim and you did a shvicha, the Brisa says that all carbonists that require zrika, and nonetheless instead of zrika you did it with shvicha, but the avid yaitze. So vaita, you could bring the carbon, make it tnai, do shvicha, and mimanoshach, it's a kosher carbon. After the Gemara, emer the kaminon the avid lachatchila nami. That which we said that your yaitze is only b'di'evid, but l'chatchila you're not supposed to do it. So therefore, and Tosef explains that this is not only going back on this kasha, it's really going back on the previous kashas as well. You're right, you have eitzes, you could do shvicha, and then your yaitze b'monoshach, you could do only one matana b'yaitze b'monoshach, but all of that's b'di'evid. We're not going to go and tell you l'chatchila to bring a carbon in a way that it's only b'di'evid. Therefore, we don't let four groups bring a b'di'evid dika shlamim in order to fix up that fifth group, and the fifth group is stuck. It's a nightness. There's no way to bring a pesach sheni, and therefore that's like why the mission. That's why we said that all five groups are potter, and because even the fifth group is not going to bring a pesach sheni. Says the Mishnah, Ha'im Lebanov. A father tells his children, Hareini sheicher es a pesach ami sheyal mikem rishon Yerushalayim. He made a race between his children, and he told them, I'm shatting the Karban Pesach now, and it will go to whoever gets first to Yerushalayim. So, Kilun Shehichnes Rishon, so as soon as the first one reaches Yerushalayim, Reisha Rubai, his head and most of his body, Zacha, so he won the race, he's Zaycha in the Karban, Zacha V'chalkai, he's Zaycha in his Chelek, Umezaka Achilimba, and he could join his siblings together with him, meaning the Karban Pesach is his, and because now that it's his, he could be mezaked and share it with his siblings. Frank the Gemara Shema Mino Yesh Breira, because it seems the father shechted it, and then afterwards, but when the first kid comes to Yerushalayim, 20 minutes later, an hour later, whatever it is, then he'll be Zaycha in the Karban. That means at the time that the Karban was shechted, we don't know whose it is yet, and only later on it's going to be decided based on who wins the race. If that's the case, that needs Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, you could say Hover Dalam Afrei that it was his. But if you hold Aim Breira, how does this work? Really, the father had them all in mind the whole time. He was just saying this to be Mizarazim and Mitzvahs. I want you to come on time or early to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. And therefore, he told them that whoever gets it will be the main player over here. But Avada, the whole time, he had in mind all his kids. He just wanted it to look as if that son is the main one and all the other ones are only getting it because of him. This way he'll be mizaris them to come on time, to come early for the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Dekanami, and it's meduyik that the fowl was really Mimana them all, and this is all just a charade, and this is all just Kedelez Arzam and Mitzvahs. Dekatani, because the Mishnah says, Mizake Achiv Imai, that one who wins is Mizake his siblings together with him. Now again, it was already shechted, so how could he be Mizake's brothers with it? Iyamar Bishlama Dim Linum Yakar. So Bishlama, if you're going to say, like we're saying, now that the father really had them all in mind initially, Shabbat, that's why he can give them all a chelik. If the father Taka only had in mind one, so even if you're going to say Yesh Breiro, and that one Taka gets his chelik, but how could he give it out to anybody else? Lebazar the Shachet, once the Karban Pesach was already Shachted, Mikom Mismano, could he join other people into his Chabura? But Nan, the Mishnah says, Nimim Moshechin Yedeim Imenu, they could join or pull out from the Karban Pesach, Ad Sheyitzchad, only until the Shechita. After the Shechita, the group is set. No one can go in and no one can come out. So Shema Minah must be that the father was really minding them the whole time, and that's why it's not an issue. So if that's the case, then who within it's not an issue with Breyer, because the father was minding them the whole time. Tanya Miyachi. It says, Maisa Lekadmu Banois Lebanim. There was one time the father did such a race, and the girls won the boys. The girls were Zrizais, and the boys were Shvelis. We didn't say the Banim got and the girls didn't get. Teretz is they all got. And it just that the whole thing was just a race to see who's the Zrizais and who's the lazy ones. And that's why the Bais of Fir Dais said what happened from the race was we see that the Banim were Zrizais and the Banim were Shvelim. Then the next mission says, La'ilam. You could join as many people as you want, and until the point that you have a kizayis for each and every one. Once you're going to go past that point, and there's more people than kizayisim, so then you can't be mad at those last people because they're not going to be able to eat from it. People could join the chabur and pull out until the shechita. Not until the Shechita, but rather until the Zrika. What's the Chiddush of the Reisha that you could join more people onto it? We know that. The Chiddush Pasha. The Chiddush is Akamashulon. The Afa gave the Imni Alav Chabura Zu, Chazeres, and Imnis Alav Chabura Acheres. We're going to have a Machlikis later on. If they want to change the Bailim, so people could join in and other people could pull out. So one Shita holds that's only true as long as there's at least one owner from the original owners that are there. But if, let's say you had 10 people on it and 10 new people joined in and then the original 10, all 10 of them pulled out, that can't be. You have to have at least one person from the original Chabura that's on it. The other Madam holds no. As long as the Pesach has Bailim, so it could be a fluid thing. The original 10 are totally out, and there's a new 10 here. So our Mishnah, the extra Mishnah is coming to say anybody could pull in and anybody could join. Kamash will know that even if there's none of the original owners left on the animal, it's safe call safe. It's still okay. Then the same the Mishnah brought a machloikis. Nimnu Mishnah Sidei Machi Yishachet. According to the Tanakam, and told the Shechita. According to Reb Shimon, and told the Zrika. Omar Abayi, and that says Abayi machloikis li Moshech. That which you have a machlik is if it's till the shechita to the zrika is if you want to pull out. The rabbanon sabri mi yois miseh because it says v'miman abayis. If you want to make the chabura smaller mi yois miseh. So we darshin mechiyus idesem mi yois miseh means if you want to pull out of the chabura, it's only while it's still a seh, while the seh is still alive. Once it's shechted, it's no longer called a seh. So then you can't pull out anymore. Reb Shimon Savra, no, you don't darshan mi yoyz mi seh mi chiyus e deseh when the seh is still alive, but rather me have yos e deseh before the avoidos of the seh were done. So until the zrika that the avoidos were complete, you could pull out. Once the avoidos were done, so then you can't pull out anymore. Avoli monos, if you want to join the chabura, divi akoyel ashi yishachet, everybody agrees that you can only join until the shechita, once it's shechted and then someone else wants to join, it's too late. The shechita wasn't done for him. It's not going to work. He's not going to be part of that Karban Pesach. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says b'michsas nefashos, you have to have the cheshbon of people who are going to be eating from the Karban Pesach, and then the Pasuk continues, Tachaisu, V'hadu Tachaisu, and only afterwards Tachaisu, and like we touched earlier in the fifth paragraph, that Tachaisu is a Lashon of Shechita. So only after you have the Mitzvahs and the Pasuk, then you can check. You can't check first, and then have the Mitzvahs and the Pasuk, and then have the people cheshbind onto the animal. Tani Nami Achim, we learn like that in the Bryce as well. Ninu Moshe Nasi Yedei Mimenu Anshi Yishachar, according to the Tanakamo, they could both join the Karban Pesach and pull out from the Karban Pesach until the Shechita. Once the Shechita was done, he can't change either direction. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says no. Ninu Anshi Yishachet, and Echanami agreed to join the Karban Pesach, to be counted on it, it's only till the Shechita. However, Moshe Nasi Yizar Kadam, if you want to pull out, that they could do until the Zrika. So we see clearly that Reb Shimon argued, only argued the Gabi the Zrika, not the Gabi pulling out, not the Gabi the joining. Then the Mishnah says, Hamimana imoy acher b'chelkoi. If someone, right, there was a Karban Pesach, let's say for argument's sake, there was five people in the group, and one of those five people came and invited another couple people to join and get part of his chelek. So Rashoim B'nei Chabur, now obviously this is talking at a time that they could still join. But let's say before the Shechita, he invited two other people. So Rashoim B'nei Chabur, Alitin Loi. So now, afterwards, the other four people are not happy that he invited these two other people there. So they could, if they want, they could split the Karban Pesach, they can give him his chelek, his fifth, and tell him, you know what, go make your own party somewhere else. He eats his, and they eat theirs. And this is like we said before, we had a machlokes, one man d'amar holds that a Karban Pesach could be eaten in more than one place, but it has to be eaten dafka by, in one chabur, you can't split it up. And the other man d'amar holds the exact opposite, that a Karban Pesach has to be eaten only in one place, but if you want, you could split it up into separate chaburas, and as long as each chabura eats it in their one place and they don't move, so the Karban Pesach itself can be split into their into multiple chaburas. So our Mishnah holds like that stack, that shita, that one Karban Pesach can be split up into multiple chaburas. So therefore, they have a right to tell them, listen, we're not interested in your company, and you take your chelek, you eat by yourself, and we'll eat by ourselves. Ibailu. So the Gemara has a shayla. B'nei chabura shahayu yadav sharachem mehem yafis. If there's a chabura, that one of the people in the chabura had good hands, and this is just a nice way of saying that he grabs a lot of food, he takes a lot of food, and he eats a lot. So they don't want to have him as part of the chabura because he's eating an amount that's much more than the rest of them, and they're not interested in him eating so much. So the question is, Maoshe Yemulai, could they tell him, Tol Chalkecha, you know what, let's split up the meat into equal portions, you'll take your portion and eat yourself, and leave, and this way when you're finished yours, you're not going to come and take more from us. So mi amrinon, so what's the shayla? Mi amrin, do we say matzi amalu hu, he could tell them hakibiltun, you accepted me, I mean, by you invited me as part of your chabura, so if that's the case, you took me on, that means just like you have a right to eat, I have a right to eat, and if I eat more, too bad, you invited me, you didn't put any limits on me, so now you can't kick me out. I do more, maybe not. Most of the name lay, they could say back to him, Kika built Kabulinon. When do we accept you into the group with Schunizrika to fix the carbon? Meaning, there has to be enough eaters here that the carbon doesn't become nicer. So we joined you in to be another eater, that you should get a chalik equal to us. But I died in Alchas Feminon, but that you should be able to eat as much as you want, that it should be an all you could eat buffet, like Kabulinach of the Gabi, that we never accepted you, and therefore now that we see you're eating too much, we have a right to say, on shoulders, please go and take your chelek and eat it by yourself, and this way, when you're finished that, you won't take any more. So, Tashima.
According to this Mishnah, they could, the two chaburas means they can go wherever they want. Like, we had a Gemara before that they see each other.
Right, right. So that's all once they start eating, if they can move, if they can't move. But again, this Manda Amar holds, if you hold, like that's what I said before, if you hold that a chabura of Pesach could be split into two chaburas, so then the Chanami you hold that it could only be eaten in one makim. So then Enechanami, once they start eating the Karban Pesach, he wouldn't be able to change places. But before they started eating the Karban Pesach, let's say in the beginning of the meal when they're eating the other food, if they want to split, they didn't start eating the Karban Pesach yet, so as long as each one settles in wherever they settle, and they and each group doesn't move from its one place, so then even though the carbon was split into two groups, according to this shita, it would be okay. And even if they started eating the carbon Pesach before, so they wouldn't be able to change places, but the shita would still be negay on the same table. Could we cut the carbon Pesach into separate parts instead of having one serving dish in the middle and say that you could only eat from your plate and not from the rest? So they see each other all in one place, they're not moving, but lamaisa, they made it as if they're separate groups, because they told them, here, this is your chelik, this is all you could do is touch this, and you can't eat from what we have. So Tashima.
The shita that holds that would be a problem.
So that, according to everybody, wouldn't be a problem. If they don't move and they're just on the same table, no one would hold that's a problem, because it's not really two groups. The question is more over here in Hilchos Derech Eretz, meaning in Hilchos, when you invite people, do you have a right to do this or not? Toshima. Meaning the previous case, the case of the Mishnah that you're telling him, you go take your company somewhere else, so that would be told in a machlokes. But this case over here, you're just telling him, take your chalik. They didn't tell him, say. So that, l'chair, is not telling you in the machalikis if you eat in one group or two groups, so they're eating in one group. Then the shayla is just in Hilchos Suda, if they have a right to do such a thing. And like we'll see soon, it's really not only in the gate of Karban Pesach, it will be in the gate to every time you make a party during the year. So Toshima. Hamamana achirim imayal chalikoy. Our Mishnah says, if you get other people to join in your chalik, you invite other people. So Rashaim b'nei Chabur, so the rest of the b'nei Chabur could tell, have the permission, litim lo yishalay, to give him his chalik. V'u'echol shalay, and he eats his, v'heinachol nishalayim, and they eat theirs. My time, so the Gemara is assuming, why do they have a tain on him for inviting more people? La'mishim da'avluki yadayim shalachim mem yafis, because he's taking, quote unquote, he's taking too much. So he's like a guy who just fusses. Because in one person, because he invited, let's say, two other people to join with him, so the one person from the original Chabur is eating the amount of three people. So that's just like any other guy that they invited to the Chabur and is eating a lot, and we see they have a right to kick him out. The Isaka Daitoch, if you want to say that Yadav Yafa is Smarty Amalu Kabiltun, that a guy who eats a lot, he could sell to the rest of the guy, he could sell to the rest of the Chabura, you have no right to kick me out, because you already accepted me, you already allowed me to be part of your Chabura. So Navihai, let this guy be, who invited two other people, let him be, ki yadav yafis, like this guy who's eating a lot, meaning the one guy is eating the amount of three people. So, why do they have a right to kick him out? So Ami, and for the Gemara, here is different. Loi, Deyashani. Over here, it's not because they're eating too much that they want to send him out, is because he brought two other people who are strangers to them. We're not interested in that company. Even if he invited two skinny people, and the three of them total are just going to eat like one regular person, so there's no extra food going to be eaten bechlal. Nonetheless, they could tell him, we don't feel comfortable, we don't want to have a stranger with us in our suda. So over there has nothing to do with the fact that that he's eating too much, that they're kicking him out. It's because he brought company that they're not interested in. Toshima, a case that we had before. Hashamish Ha'okuk Gezayis Basar B'tzad HaTaner. Hashamish ate, while he was cooking, roasting the Karban Pesach, he put a Gezayis of meat into his mouth. So now he has a problem, because he can't eat in two places, so he's stuck eating in the kitchen by the oven as opposed to the eating in the dining room. So if the shamash is smart, he fills his stomach with the carbon pass there, because once he moves, he's not going to be able to eat anymore. And if the rest of Chabur wants to do him a favor, so then he could sit over there in the kitchen as opposed to making their suda in the dining room. In this way, he won't be all alone. He'll have company. So it's mashma rotu in le rotu lai, that only if they want to be nice to him, so then they can go and settle there and eat there. But if not, they can say, listen, we want to eat in the dining room, so we can eat in the dining room. As long as they didn't start yet, because then again they would have a problem of changing makayos. Vamai. So again, the kasha is, why could they have a right to split from him? Namelu. Why can't the shamans tell them, Mokka Biltun, you accept me as part of the group, you have no right to split with me? Teretz is, Shani Asim over there is different as well. Da'ami Le, Kika Bildnach, when do we accept you? Adaita Dinatrich, come on, you'll be Matriach to come to us. Le Mitrach Lon Lididach, But al das to be matriach us to come to you to go move from the dining room into the kitchen, like a built on, like a built, like a blinach. We never accepted you for that, and that's why they have a right to break off from him. But just because a guy's eating a little bit more than his chaylik, that's not necessarily. We still don't have a right that he has a right to, for that to break off. Tashema. So we have a chabur that says beferish, a bais that says beferish. B'nei chabur shahayu yadav v'shalach meyam yafleis. If you have a chabur that one of them eats too much, Rashayin leimar, so that you can tell him, toh chel kachal, let's go, let's split it up. You take your chelik, let's say, and leave, meaning we're splitting up from you. V'loy aray, because we're not interested in you eating too much, because then we won't have as much. V'loy aray. And not only over here by the Karban Pesach, afilu chamisha v'asu sibaylis, even if it's a random day in the year, it's in the middle of Chodesh Adar, and five people joined together and they made a communal suda, and then one of them is eating a little bit more than everybody else is. So Rashayin Leimalai, so they could tell him, Tokakaka would say, you know what, just take your portion and leave. We're not interested in you coming and eating up the whole party. So Shema Aminah, so we see Beferish that's grounds to send the person out to split it up and give him his chelik and tell him that this is yours, you eat yours and leave our chabur, you can't eat any more than your chelik. My veloyed, okay, so the rai is a good rai, but what's pshat in the safe? What's the bigger chiddush? We said five people in the chabur, they have a right to tell the guy who's eating too much, take your chelik. And who are they when they make a party, and not only that, but even when they make a party the rest of the year. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Says the Gemara, let me buy kamar. Let me buy Pesach the Matzi Amalek, he could build Dach, Liskunis Vicha. Because by a Karban Pesach, we had it start to say that you were only Mekabalas originally. We were only Mekabalas you originally because we had to have enough people, enough eaters on the Karban Pesach that it shouldn't become to nicer. El Afilus, he buys us, even by a party, Nami, the Tzavs of Alma, who over there, it's only for. When you make a party originally, it's not so they shouldn't have nicer, it's because they want the camaraderie, they want the company. So then so then you would say that, one second, you invited me to be company, that means you invited me to eat together with you. So how can you kick me out now? Nonetheless, if he's eating too much, they could still tell him, no, you take your chelik and leave. Now that you're eating too much, we don't want you here anymore. One second.
This guy can start a business. We remove Nosa before it becomes Nosa.
What do you say?
This guy can start his own business. We remove Nosa before it becomes nicer.
I guess.
Designated eater.
Ikadamri, halaymi boilan. Ikadamri is that for sure is not a shayla. If a guy's eating too much, if you could send him out or not, that was pashut according to the ikadamri that avada you could send him out. Ella hachi udi boilan. So what then is our shayla? B'nei chabur rashayin lachalak and rashayin lachalak. Not because one guy's eating too much, but stamas they want to split up. They decide they're not interested in each other anymore. So Tashma, b'nei chabur shayyada shalach meyam yafis. So the price that we just quoted, if one of them is eating too much, then they can tell him, tochal kachav v'tzei. Take your chelik and leave. So it's mashma yada yafis in, dafka because they have a tine against him, because he's eating too much. Ein yada yafis, but if they don't have a tine that each guy is eating too much, they still want to split up the chabur alai, it's mashma they can't split it up, so shma mina. Repapa Rabuna Breda of Yeshua. I'm going to bring the story. Repapa Rabuna Breda of Yeshua. Arifa Rifta Bahadi Adodi. They made a Suda. They mixed their food together to eat a Suda. So Ada Acha Rabuna Breda of Yeshua Chada. In the time that Rabuna Breda of Yeshua ate one loaf of bread or one piece of bread, Acha Repapa Arba, Repapa already ate four. So Amalei Plogli, he said, you know what? I'm not interested in this deal over here, this arrangement. Let's put up. So Amaleser, Papa said to him, one second, what do you mean split up? Kavilton, you already accepted me as part of your group. So Esekanit Yufta, so he asked him all the kashas that he said before, that we asked him before, that from Hamamanachim, Imarial Al-Chelkoi, and from Hashem Shalcho Kazais, that seemed to prove that you're allowed to kick them out of the Chabura. The Shonik of the Shanin, and he answered up like the truth that we gave before. No. the our mission is different because you brought in extra company that we're not interested in. The case of the Shamish, because you're being matriach has to move to a different place. But Stamas like to kick out, you can't kick out. So then he asked in the Kasha from Bnei Chabura, from the Bryce of that says Beferish, Shoyu Yadav Shalacha Meyam Yafais, and that you can kick him out for the fact that he's eating too much. So Amalei, so on that he answered, that's Vaita not a Raya. Hasan Damilei Kabil Noch Liskuni Zvicha. That's Daka by a Karban Pesach. We're a Karban Pesach, you could say that we didn't really invite you because we're interested in you, we only invited you so there should be enough eaters that there shouldn't be nicer. Therefore, now that you're eating too much, goodbye. But by a regular Suda, where obviously you invited me for the company, you have no right to say that. So then, Esi Sibayos, they ask from the safe of that Mishnah that it says, Loyoid, but even in the case of Sibayos, even in the, when they make a Stam Suda, nonetheless, if one guy's eating too much, they can kick him out. So we see, under all terms, if a guy's eating too much, you can kick him out. So publicly, so then he was stuck, he had no answer for that, so they split up. So also, so now Ravun Breda Rishua took his food, and our Bad Ravina, and instead he went to eat together with Ravina. Adacho Ravuna Breda Rishua Chodos. So while Ravuna Breda Rishua ate one piece, Acho Ravina Tmanya, Ravina ate eight pieces, double the amount that her papa ate. So Omar, so Ravuna Breda Rishua said, "May a papa, I would rather have 100 papas v'lei chada Ravina." Meaning, I got myself even worse. Originally, I was with one person that ate four times the amount that I ate. Now I'm stuck with someone who's eating eight times the amount that I'm eating. Tana Rabbanan. If someone is memane, some other people to join his Karban Pesach. Now we have a problem, which the Gemara is going to discuss with this, is the owner, as soon as he has a Karban Pesach, so he's makdishit. All the people that want to join Chaburas and want to eventually use their money to buy into a Karban Pesach, they're makdish the money, l'shem Karban Pesach. So now, the owner has an animal which is Kaddish. The people are coming to buy Chalakim of it with money that is Kaddish. So nothing is Chulin over here. So there's no way that the money should, the Kedusha should leave. Normally, Pidyon is you take Chulin, you take Kaddish, and you exchange the Kedusha from the Kaddish thing onto the Chulin thing. That's Pidyon. But over here, you're taking Kaddish money to get a Chalak in a Kaddish Behema. So there's no way that the money should go Lechulin, Lechayra. And nonetheless, the Bryce is going to say that Hamamane Achirim Yimayal Pisa, if someone joins other people together with his Chabura on his Karban Pesach or on his Chagigas Yedalid, Moshe B'yad Chulun, the money that he gets, that he collects from them, is now Chulun, that he can spend it on however he wants. So the question is, how does that happen? That's what the Gemara is going to deal with. Then the Bryce says another din, which is not really negated to us, but in general, Hamaycher Elasay Ushlam of someone who sells a carbon oil, a guy with Makdash carbon oil, and then he decides he's not bringing the carbon oil, so he wants to sell it to someone else who wants to bring a carbon oil. Or he has the same thing with a Shlom, he has a carbon Shlom and he wants to sell it to someone else. It's meaningless. Because the halach is just the same way we learned that once you're Makdash a carbon, you can't switch the type of carbon. So if you're Makdash something as an oil, you can't just decide to make it a shlomim. It's already set that it's an oil. So Huadin, the Bilem's set. So once you're Makdash it for Reuven, it's Reuven's carbon. You can't sell it to Shimon and now make it Shimon's carbon. It's going to still be Reuven's carbon. Nonetheless, Moish Kolshe, no matter how much money he took from the sale, whether it was the price of the animal or whether it was even more than the price of the animal, Yiplu Nadava becomes Kaddish and that money goes now to the Nadava, to the Pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash that was for Ketam is Beach. So, frankly, more of a also if the sale is meaningless when a guy sells a Nailer Shlomim, so why does the money go to Nadava? Amravina Knasa, it's a Knas, you're right. Mikra Din, the sale was nothing, and the money should really go back to the first person. Teretz is a Knas for trying to buy someone else's carbon when you're not supposed to, therefore the money becomes Kaddish nonetheless, regardless, and therefore it goes to Nadava. Umaish Kosheng, what does it mean? Any amount of money. Even if, for example, the carbon was only worth four, and he overpaid, he paid five, so you could have said that Bishlam, the four, you give a knas on. But the fifth one is not for the animal anyway, so why should that one become a nadava? Teretz is, even in that actual anami, the rabbanon gave him a knas, that becomes a nadava as well. Okay.